1212, yeah, yeah. It's
an old school. This is Carly.
Firstly, congratulations on the success of the album and for being a part of it. Awesome to see it debuting at number one on the ARIA album chart.
Yeah, thank you. That was a pleasure to be a part of. I mean, I think it's a great cause and great to hear that everyone's supporting it too.
You donated your time and your talents to the event. So let's rewind a bit. Pete Murray, how did you get asked to be involved in something like this? How does that play out?
I got a call from my manager who's a little while ago said, look, there's some talks of the guys that are wanting to put together a concert to raise some money for the damage that the fires created. So he said, look, I just need to know if you're into this at first. I was like, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, definitely something like that. The fires are pretty catastrophic. So, you know, whatever I could do to help out there was I'm happy to do. And I'm also kind of excited too because he said we're looking at doing it at this stadium, 75,000-80,000 people there. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that will be fun. I definitely want to do that. We just had to get things confirmed and who was available and what was happening. And it was great because everyone just said, you know, look, this is the gig. Doesn't matter who's playing where or before who or after who, because sometimes it's about, well, you know, I want to be here because I think I'm better than these guys. Or, you know, there's a bit of egos involved, but nothing was like that at all. It's like, this is the gig. We're here to raise some money. So let's just do the show and get it done.
So what was that on the day experience like from arriving to when you hopped on stage? What played out?
It was exciting. The whole thing, you know, when we first arrived, it was just an exciting experience. We had to go from one stadium to the other where we just had the green room, and then we played in another venue. So we just kind of saw a few of the artists that were there all kind of getting ready, and you had to catch a bus over to the other stadium to get in. Once we got there, you know, the crowd was incredible. And, you know, going backstage, I was on after Daryl Braithwaite, and I seen the crowd. Well, actually, the thing that concerned me at first was something messed up with the train. So the trains didn't allow people to get out there till quite late. So the stadium was kind of like half full, I guess, when I was there ready to play, and it was just slowly filling up. So a little disappointing. It would have been great to have a full crowd there, but people were still pouring in. So I think by the time I came on, it felt like it was about three quarters full, which is still great and so noisy with the crowd. You know, the crowd were unbelievably supportive, and the whole system we played on was Queen's system, because Queen played the night before. That was their tour. Queen have got their stage set up. Let's do this the night after Queen finishes their tour. You know, I've never played on a stage that big before and with a sound system that big before.
I was going to say, that's probably the biggest gig you've experienced.
I played a gig called Wave Aid, which is raising money for the tsunami years ago. And that had about 50,000 people at the SCG. But I was still an up-and-coming artist back then when that came out. So when I came in for this one, people know your song. So you're seeing people singing along to you in the crowd, and which is a really nice vibe, you know. But just hearing that crowd and hearing that power of how big the sound system was, and pretty amazing. So I loved it. It was a great experience.
And you've just mentioned it's not your first relief concert, and these are amazing events that we can put on in Australia. We try to not have to have them too often because it means that we've had to go through some hard times. But Pete Murray, what do you think an event like Firefight means for Australia? Why are these events so important?
Well, I think it just shows the Aussie spirit. When some of us go through hard times, everyone's there to chip in and make sure that we can do the right thing to raise money and to help out wherever we can. And music's a great way. We pretty much know that everyone wants to come to a music concert because it's exciting. There's going to be someone there that you're going to love for sure. So, you know, as an artist, your music is a great little benefit for anything like that, because you know you can help raise some money. I mean, I'd rather do that than do a raffle at the pub. Very hard to compare the two, of course, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the album has done that. Artists Unite for Firefight, Concert for National Bushfire Relief. It is available in-store or online now. It's gone to number one on the ARIA album chart. And you've got your song on there, Feeler, Pete Murray, that you performed at Firefight alongside 22 other songs. Would that have been your song of choice to put on the album?
Yeah, I really like playing that song live. It's just starts off nice, kind of beachy, surfy kind of vibe. And in the end, it gets quite epic and quite big, you know, with the bigger electric guitars come out, and it becomes a way bigger sound. We were told that there'd be a CD available, so, you know, to think about, well, you could basically you pick your best song, whatever you want. But, I mean, before I even went on stage, I knew that was the song that I wanted to put on there.
You did get to have a say in the song that ended up on the album.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you get to pick what you want, what you're happy with. So unless he completely stuffed the song up, then he wouldn't be able to use it, of course. But, I got through that one okay. I have played it a few times now.
Do you have one favourite song from the rest of the track list?
And the band of the night was Queen. They sounded incredible. That is the song that I would choose.
I would have gone with Amy Shark, I Said Hi, just because I have a massive fangirl crush
like
on her.
Amy.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome, Amy. We kind of hung out for a little while there, and I did have to tell her that I missed her set. So she was giving me a hard time because I wasn't there. But I said, I know, because I wasn't there. You were shattered. 75,000 people didn't really matter because I wasn't there. But anyway, she got over it pretty quickly.
Pete, before I let you go, can we just quickly touch on this terrible scenario that the whole world is in at the moment? Music, though, you've said earlier in our chat that it's so important and it can be amazing and do amazing things. What do you see happening with short-term Aussie music? We've got gigs cancelling left, right and centre. Groove in the Moo, Splendour in the Grass has been postponed to October. What do we need to be doing now for the music Aussie music industry?
It's a tough one, We can't play anywhere. So that's a really hard thing. I guess if you've got your favourite artists and if they're doing some sort of, if they're selling music, merchandise, or if they're doing live streaming, the way that you can support them is to jump online and purchase the product or purchase, get paid some money to watch them play live. Someone made a comment the other day. The music industry, and you've got the fire relief, for a perfect example for this. The music industry comes together and we can raise $10 million quite quickly to this, but then suddenly we're the ones, well, not just us, a lot of people are suffering as well, but suddenly we've been hit and we can't work anymore. And it's not me that I'm worried about. It's probably more the people that work in the industry, the people that live day-to-day, week-to-week, like the musicians, the crew, the guys that work on the staging. The guys that work for the record labels that don't get paid, that's going to be the hard thing, that lose their jobs, So I'm not sure. It's a really tough one. But I know that with artists, if you want to support the artists, the best way to do that is to buy their products and to keep supporting them that way. Probably the best way to go.
100%. Pete Murray, you're not wrong at all. And of course, we can still be supporting Artists Unite for Firefight, Concert for National Bushfire Relief. Grab that one in store or online now. Of course, it does feature the wonderful Pete Murray. Thanks so much for catching up.
Great. Thank you.